Archer, Assistant County Administrator, rate consultant study.
My purpose in being here this morning is to bring the council, to the council's attention, our plans to start a rate study. We, as the council knows, we have about 24 different areas that we adopt rates for every year. And every year we have to look at those and see where the changes are necessary, make sure they're adequate to cover our costs. And we think it's time to step back and take a look at some of the key parts of that rate system. Those main items that we'd like to take a look at are the system connection charge, the level of that, and the service charges. And under the system connection charges, like I said, we've got a lot of construction going on. As you know, we're building additional facilities at South Coastal. We've got plans to build additions at the Wolf Neck and Inland Bays. We also, the districts have grown astronomically, so we've got a lot of things going on. We feel like it's time to step back, take an overall look at our system connection charges, make sure that we have system connection charges set that collect adequate funds to pay for those facilities that they're designed to pay for. The other item that we want to take a look at is our service charges. Again, we have about 15 different service charges that we maintain every year. We said we adopt a separate budget for each one of those. We do a lot of accounting work that spreads the cost out to each sewer district and tries to account for it that way. It's become a very laborious system. I got a 5-page timesheet that I fill out every week or every day to show where I've spent my time. Somebody in accounting's got to take that, key it in. It's a tremendous amount of work and expense administratively. So what we'd like to do is we would like to look at the possibility of coming up with a uniform service charge that we could use for all the sewer districts and create a single operations and maintenance budget. Then that way we have an opportunity to just be charged to that particular account, and it would be spread out equally over the sewer districts, and that would eliminate a lot of the paperwork that goes into the cost sharing and the cost accounting and all of those things. And we can do that two ways, we think. There's one that we could do it based on all of the districts. The other way is that we can look at specific treatment areas, so all the districts in the South Coastal area that share the South Coastal Treatment Facility could have the same rate. Everybody that's served by the Inland Bays facility could have the same rate. So there's some various ways we could work this. Again, doing a single service charge would give us greater flexibility. It would certainly make it easier when we have to explain it to property owners why their charge is different from another district's. That would help us. In addition to that, it would reduce our administrative costs and would simplify the whole process. Another one we anticipate covering in the study is a limited review of the front foot assessment charges. Again, this is a question that comes up many times from county council meetings, you know, on having uniform service charges or front footage charges and other ways of collecting the front foot assessment. We're not really promoting doing a full-fledged review of that at this time, but we feel we can look at it quickly, come back to council, and kind of report on that so council can consider those options and take a look at them again. The report would be prepared by a company called Municipal Financial Services Group out of Annapolis, Maryland. They've been in practice for about 30 years. They specialize. They're specifically geared to do rate studies. They're not an engineering firm that does rate studies on the side. That's their main business. They provide studies that do cost of service and rates. They do operational management audits. They do financial feasibility studies. They do strategic financial planning. They do system development charges and capacity fee studies. They do bond-related studies, and they provide litigation support. And one other thing that makes them attractive to us is that they've done a lot of work on the Eastern Shore. They've worked for about 13 different municipalities and agencies that represent the Eastern Shore, so quite a bit of that. The study itself would take 6 to 8 weeks, which would give us enough time to get that information in time for preparing the budget if we decided we wanted to go with uniform service charges. So we would have that information available during the preparation of the budget. It would also provide us with the information to raise or adjust the system connection charges if it's justified. Cost of the study is $47,500. There's no action really necessary from council today. We wanted to make council aware of where we're hoping to go with this, and of course I'm glad to answer any questions that you might have.
Is this a company like Black and Veatch we used to use?
Yes. A lot of the people we dealt with at Black and Veatch have retired, so we don't have a direct contact there anymore, but yes, it's very similar because they specialize in setting rates and rate related studies.
Russ, I just we've got some experienced people here, and I'm just wondering if I've talked about it for years that we ought to get some uniformity to this and everything else, I don't know why we need to get a rate study or have somebody come in here and tell us if we think it's better to go this direction because of good reasons. Why can't your staff really look at the numbers out there and figure it out without having to spend $50,000 to tell somebody? Because I think you guys want to do it. She'd like to do it. I'd like to do it. I don't know about the rest of them, but I think we should have been doing it a long time ago. But why do we need to have somebody tell us $50,000?
Why don't
we just do it?
I don't think we can just oversimplify it, Mr. Cole. There are other factors that go into rate setting as to what you can charge in certain ways and who you can charge for certain things. We don't want to oversimplify it. I mean, we want to make sure
that
whatever decision we make is justified, can we have some support for it. So the other thing is, and I'm not going to speak for Dave or Susie, but I know the engineering department is pulled in a lot of different directions. It certainly helps to have somebody on the outside that is dedicated to that work, that can come with that information, present it to us for review and evaluation.
They will come up with actual numbers?
They will come up with actual numbers that we can present, and they will come up with the philosophy and the methodology for doing that. And they'll also be able to assure us that, yes, this is done in other areas, that, yes, this is defensible. There's a lot of reasons for us to
Russell,
use an outside firm.
Russell, you said 6 to 8 weeks they would take?
Yes.
Of working on it. For us to spend 6 to 8 weeks of just concentrating on something like that, that would be 2 years of picking it down, which is, I know what you mean, being pulled in a lot of directions. To just stop and work on a project is very hard.
A lot of money too.
But mm-hmm. Russell, is this going to they're going to look at all the sewer districts?
It will look at all of our sewer districts.
Everything.
It'll look at all the sewer districts, and like I said, there's a couple different options, and we just have to wait to see how the numbers come out.
But,
you know, whether we go with a single service charge for all of our sewer districts, so Ellendale's would be the same as Bethany's would be the same as South Bethany's, or whether we just, like I said, segregate it by which treatment plant they use. And again, we're just going to have to look at those.
Would that be also the front footage and everything? I mean, like they would be throwing all
the front footage. He was concerned that you can get into a lot more with the front footage. You know, the problem with the front footage is that we have there's a bigger disparity between all our front footage rates.
Right.
I mean,
I
with the service charges, they're all kind of in a narrow category.
Yeah, that's why I can't understand why it takes $50,000, because they're all within a couple dollars of each other, right?
We
pretty much.
Like Russ said, we want to be sure that we do it.
Just go a little high and cut it all the same.
Well,
charge extra $10 and then round it off. Average it out. It'll work.
I tell you what.
What we've done, though, is even though we have some similar rates, because what we've been doing over the last few years is working in the direction of trying to have as close to uniform rates for service charges as we can. That's been the direction we've been going with the budget process. But we want to be sure that we do it properly and that we can basically take all these costs and put them in one pot and say, you know, one EDU is charged $225, whether it's in Long Neck or West Rehoboth or Bayview Estates,
but
or wherever
right
it is, and
that,
we want to be sure we do it in a legally defensible way. Yeah. So it's, It's just.
You got a few sore districts. We've had this debate before that are paid off, like Blades and.
Yeah.
You know, crank them back up. I mean, you know, you got to have a lot of debate.
Well, some of those are the front footage costs or the construction costs. So that's an issue. Like I said, that's a much more difficult issue, I think, to address than the service charges because
that'll cost
service charges are fairly close together. So we feel, you know.
Well, I think what our finance director said, it would cost us a lot more than $47,000 to do it, and we probably wouldn't be so concentrated.
No, we could wait.
Take us a long
time. What are the rates right now?
It would be the time.
What's long neck service charge? You got it, David?
Long neck is.
What's long neck?
Plus, we won't have the.
I just want to show you something.
Long neck
is what?
Our lowest, $181.
$181. What's South or
Henlopen is our highest, $434. But most are $224.
$224 is most of the districts.
And that's what we've been working in that direction, but still, if we incur a cost like for Bethany Beach Sewer District, it comes out of the pot of money that's Bethany Beach Sewer District. And we don't combine all those operational costs out of one pot. And that's what we want to be able to do.
$45 across the board wouldn't do it? And if it didn't next year, tweak it.
Our problem is that, you know,
that's so
they're going to be, we've been challenged before. We just need to be careful. You know, we need to know that we've
might get enough support of Mr. Green out in North Bethany who wants to get us.
Let's put this to a vote.
This gives us support, too, for what we do.
Put it in a motion. Okay. Be it hereby moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes a rate study to look at service charges, system connection charges, and front foot assessment charges as discussed on December 13th, 2006.
Not to exceed $47,500.
Not to exceed $47,000.
They will look at front footage cost in this study, but not really do much in that area right now. But they will look at it.
They're just afraid there'll be more questions than there are answers when they get to that.
Okay, let me just ask this final question. When they do this rate study, and there is that on the table front footage charges, they will look at them. Will they give us any kind of recommendations on how to address bringing those maybe into
there'll
some
be recommendations.
Make them equitable?
Well, there'll be some recommendations on front footage, and I don't know what it'll be, just like I don't know what it'll
but
be
they
on,
will,
on
they will address
service
front
charges.
Footage charges in this $50,000. Okay.
Although there may be, you know, they may say, but there are some issues we have to look at further.
They will give us some guidance there.
So they'll give us some information. Yes, sir.
So,
oh, 12.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He just wished it was a 13. He'd be out of here.
I'm going to hear a motion by Mr.
presentation tomorrow.
Heard a motion, Mr. Archie. Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones.
Question.
I'll call for a question, man. To allow Mr. Archie to enter an agreement with, you got the name of him, you give it.
Yeah. Municipal and Financial Services Group.
Municipal and Financial Services Group for a rate consultant study not to exceed $47,500. Motion made on the 12th of December 2006. Questions?
Yeah, I got a question, Mr. Archie. A yes vote does not mean we are going to support this concept. It depends on the findings. I mean,
that's correct.
I'm representing some districts who are practically paid off, and to raise their rates so we can offset lower the cost for the ones on the east side of the county that aren't, it's not fair.
If the consultant comes back and you so desire to move forward, we'd have a public hearings would take place.
Yeah, this does not guarantee that. The ordinances, you know, some ordinances might have to change. There might be other things that have
we'll
to be done.
And
council would have to adopt the budget if those rates were included. So
right. This
is not an approval.
Okay, any further questions? If not, call for the vote. Mr. Cole.
If this gets us towards unit pricing, I support it.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
As a result, what our finance director said, saving us labor money, overhead, my OHS.
She's
scared.
She doesn't know. No, she doesn't know. Mother Goose that, everybody.
Okay, with that, we will move on to continuation of public hearing on Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Route 24 Northside Annexation. Who's coming forth? Bob, you coming? Mr. Davis.